CFRC Prison Radio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via cfrc.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Welcome, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense.
And there's nonsense today.
There is. There's always nonsense.
There is.
What did you think of this version?
It's cute. It sounds very close to the traditional original. It was better than the Tingles from last week.
Well, this is... No, this is also the Tingles.
Oh, it was Mr. Spock last week or something like that. It doesn't matter, but they're all funny, obscure versions that you
Well, this one's
finding.
A little bit better. It's actually, it's pretty decent enough to listen to. This one's the Fruit Tingles from Kids Pop 2021.
All right, stop saying tingles.
All right, I will. So it's been one heck of a day, I gotta say.
Yeah, I'm going to straight up admit that I'm grumpy.
Oh, you are.
I'm grumpy, and for all the right reasons that you should be grumpy, but our hot water tank exploded all over our basement, and we are a week away from Christmas and another week away from our daughter's wedding, and there's carpet damage and floor damage in my basement, and Terry's telling me I may not have a hot shower till Monday.
Oh, I'm not telling you.
Sherry grumpy.
I'm not telling you. The water replacement tank guy was, the plumber was basically saying, hey, I'm going to try and get this done tomorrow. Maybe Monday. We'll see. He was so nonchalant about it. I was like, dude, you're like 6 hours late and you just don't seem to care.
And my wife might kill you.
Yeah.
If he doesn't fix it, I'll go to his house and shower.
Yeah.
See how he feels about that.
Well, we'll see.
That's exactly what's happened. Actually, truth be told, what I'm going to do is go to Planet Fitness and shower. Because I have a Black Card membership at Planet Fitness and they have showers.
Yeah, they do.
They do. And I cannot go an entire weekend without showering.
No, you cannot.
Particularly when we're supposed to be getting our hair done tonight. So you need hot water to get all the things out of your hair that are required to dye it the color you really, really want it for your daughter's wedding in 2 weeks. Should I stop being grumpy now?
I think you really should.
All right. Well, you know what makes me happy?
The Lost 80s Lunch?
Absolutely. Look at that. I teed it right up and you took the swing. That was really well done.
So let's talk about the first song, Mary's Prayer.
This is the one that sent me down the rabbit hole.
This is where you got off on this, right?
Yeah, it was last Friday night.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I was listening to something on the radio and they said something about a Mary. And I was thinking, just came to mind, that song Mary's Prayer was a fabulous song in the 80s and I haven't heard it in a million or 40 years, something like that.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute. So I looked it up, and I listened to it all the way to Wild Wing. So I must have listened to it four times loud in the car because I was alone.
Yeah, and then you come in, and you're like, hey, Mary's Prayer. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I had no idea.
No.
Because you gave me no context, and then you just went and sat down, and I was like...
Well, what I said is, hey, do you remember the song Mary's Prayer?
Yeah.
Which you said, I think so, not as passionately as I remembered the song Mary's Prayer. And then what I said is, when I found it, though, I stumbled upon this fantastic 80s playlist and actually kind of sat in the car for an extra 10 minutes listening to them.
That came out later. You just said Mary's Prayer and then went and sat down the first bit.
There were chicken wings to be eaten.
Yeah.
So I was hungry. I had to go sit down. I didn't understand why you didn't understand what I was trying to say.
No context, but whatever.
I absolutely love this song, Mary's Prayer. Who sings it? What's his name again?
Well, there's Danny Wilson.
That's the song. That's
right?
The one.
There's Paul Stavely. Duffy? Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the guys.
But I only wanted just that original classic version of Mary's Prayer. Just the whole echo of it took me right back to the mid-80s, and I listened to it literally on repeat at least six times, and now you're all going to listen to it too. So please enjoy the first of our Lost 80s Lunch songs, Mary's Prayer.
Everything is wonderful. Being here is heavenly. Every single day she sends. Everything is free. I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't care less. Did I have to make this mess when I was Mary's prayer? Suddenly the heavens rose. Suddenly the rain came down. Suddenly was washed away. Mary that I. So if I say, save me, be the light in my
So I just asked you during the, while the music was playing, did you actually know that this is a band named Danny Wilson and not a person?
No, I thought he was a guy.
No. So it's actually a band. The band actually is a Scottish pop band that was formed in Dundee, Scotland. So mid-80s, they had this one massive hit, this one-hit wonder from the Lost 80s Lunch. You know what it was called?
Mary's Prayer.
You know it. 1987.
It's so good, though. It actually made me, like, forget that I'm grumpy.
Yeah, did it?
Well, for a minute.
Well, that's good. I'm going to keep playing this song for you over and over. So Gary Clark, their vocals and guitar. Kit Clark, vocals and guitar, and then Jed Grimes was their bassist. And I mean, they basically did jazz and pop, kind of that, and you got that feel from it. But they literally, 1987, they basically had that one hit in 87. They had a couple of, you know, okay songs, I guess, after it, and then broke up in 91. One of them went on to play and write music for Natalie Imbruglia? I can't pronounce it. That's pretty close. While the other one, Jed Grimes, he joined Simple Minds as their bassist.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So what were you doing in 1987? Let's see. Mathematically, how old were you?
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like,
71, 81. So you were 16?
16.
Sure, you were getting up to all kinds of different nonsense.
I was. I was actually already DJing quite a lot. I was playing, was I doing radio already? Yeah, I was.
Okay, pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would have just graduated maybe college or high school. I can't remember. Maybe I graduated high school in 85 or something, took a year off and was about to go into college around that time. And it was, that just invokes every memory and every feeling of that time, which was a great time.
Do you remember what bar I was DJing in Toronto at that time?
Well, if it was the same one I was at, then it was Zach's on Military
it
Trail.
It was Zach's on Military Trail and the other one downtown in, what was the other one, at Knob Hill?
Yeah, there was another Zach's there,
yeah, so,
beside Caddy's,
yeah,
which was a strip joint.
Yeah, I DJed in all three of those places,
look at you.
Among other places. I wasn't even legal to go in there, but I was the DJ at a strip bar. And what was hilarious is I had such a childish voice. I actually had a guy that I knew that was older than me speak and do the vocals for when people were coming up to dance. It'd be like he would come on and go, all right, ladies and gentlemen, put
here's
your hands
candy
together for candy. And it wasn't me, and there's just this little guy DJing behind the turntables while these people were, you know, doing their thing. So that's pretty funny.
It always makes me laugh, though, to think particularly that at that time we were both at most likely the same bar when you were DJing and I was there with my girlfriends on like a Thursday or Friday night or something. And who knew that we'd be married for the rest of our lives?
I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I love it though. It's great. I'm happy.
Okay, so this band or this artist isn't really a Lost 80s artist. Howard Jones gets played regularly, but this song, in my opinion, is a Lost 80s song.
Okay, and you're at some point again going to say Kingswood Music Theater, right?
I'm not going to say that today.
You were?
I wasn't. Do you know what I was actually going to say? Because I saw him perform. Well, I did see him perform there. I actually saw him perform at the Forum.
Oh, okay.
So before it was called the Budweiser Stage, I think now.
Yeah.
It used to be called the Forum.
At Ontario Place.
At Ontario Place. And the stage.
I don't even know if that exists.
Well, Ontario Place does. Yeah.
It?
Yeah. I just was just there to see, I was going to say from Rock Lobster. I was there and I saw B-52s and Devo.
Well, by
I'm
myself,
sure
you saw
right?
Rock Lobster, yes.
Back in the day, that stage used to rotate, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be sitting watching the front of the band, then the side of the band, then the back of the band, then the other side of the band, then the front of the band. Like, the stage just rotated the
whole
night.
Which is actually pretty fair and cool.
It was really cool. I
always appreciate when bands spin around.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was great. So, yeah, let's play a little Howard Jones. This one's called No One to Blame. Great song by Howard Jones. Hojo, if you would miss.
But you can't commit the sin. And you want her, but you can't reach it. It's the last piece of the puzzle, but you just can't make it fit. Doctor says you're cured, but you still feel the pain. Aspirations in the clouds, but your hopes go down the drain. And you wonder, and she wants you.
You like that little Howard Jones?
Also, such goodness, just smooth and melodic, and also takes me back to the 80s, which is great because this is the Lost 80s. It's not lunchtime anymore, but it's
not
fun
lost.
To say Lost 80s lunch, so we'll just keep calling it that.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know where that came from. It's got to come from another show somebody's done.
Even like at noon on the radio stations. They always did a Lost 80s lunch. I've heard that lots of times.
Yeah, for sure. So pretty cool, Howard Jones. I mean, he's a pretty interesting dude. He, again, another British artist here. So he's a British musician. He was born in Southampton in Hampshire in England.
Okay.
He moved to Canada. He started taking piano lessons pretty early on. I think it was like 7 years old when he first really started taking piano seriously. And then he moves to Canada as a teenager with his family.
So does he count as CanCon?
He does.
Oh, good.
He's CanCon for sure. And I mean, he's actually kind of nomadic because he goes around the world. Like, he actually moves to England at some point. He joins this band, this kind of progressive rock band here in Canada called Warrior. I don't know if you remember the band Warrior from the 80s.
I remember the song.
No.
I'm not going to sing it because I can't sing, but there was a song.
Don't do it.
We are the Warrior.
No, that's not it.
That's what I'm thinking of.
He joined a progressive rock band anyway in the 80s, early 80s. And then he went on to launch his own solo career, and he had like New Song and, you know, those, right, all those big hits, What Is Love, Hide and Seek, Pearl in the Shell, like all these great songs that just charted well in the UK, obviously, because I'm being British, and here in Canada, and a bit in the US. I don't think he really cracked the US as much as I'm sure he would have liked. He then moved back to Manchester, and he continued his solo career, and he put out a bunch of stuff, more piano-style music, a little bit more melodic, a little bit more jazzy, and he released a double album back, and I think it was 2022. Yeah, he released a dialogue album, actually, in 2022, so kind of music and speaking.
Fairly recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still going.
We should look that up.
Yeah, absolutely. And he also did another album, I'm trying to see when, 2019, when he topped the UK charts, album charts, with a number 49 in the charts of the song called Transform. So, I mean, that's
pretty
cool. He's
got staying power, then.
He does have staying power. I mean, Lost 80s or not, he's awesome. Now, let's talk about this next one by Godfrey and Cream. This is Cry, right?
Right. This was really great to listen to in your Sony Walkman. I knew you were going to laugh when I said that, but I specifically remember it being in my headphones, which actually went over your head back in the day.
Yeah.
And had the little pads on, but it was just really good.
Sorry, I apologize. It's not Godfrey. And I don't know why I said Godfrey. It's just slip of the tongue. It's Godley and Cream.
Same thing.
I wouldn't
have called you on it.
Okay. All right.
But point stands, it was great to listen to on your Walkman. And I know we've talked about this before, but I had the Walkman that took a cassette tape.
Yeah.
And had an AM/FM radio on it.
Okay.
So super old one.
Okay.
And then it got very progressive when you got one that could take a CD.
Yes.
Right?
I have a CD Walkman.
Yeah.
I have a cassette Walkman. My cassette Walkman, I think, is yellow. or green.
I bet it's in our garage.
Oh, no, I know where it is. I have a whole box of stuff I will never use.
Of nonsense
that the kids will throw out when I die. They'll just go, huh, death stuff, and get rid of it. But I also have my Walkman in a top shelf. I checked it recently. It still works.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy. It probably works better than we do.
Yeah.
It said the lady who can barely walk today because I threw out my back yesterday. I'm just a hot mess today, obviously.
Oh, I know, man. And somebody goes, oh, what happened? I go, she's suffering from old.
Hey, don't say that. Suffering from overwork.
So anyway, do you know who Godley and Cream are?
No.
Okay. They are one half of the band 10cc. Do you remember who that is?
I do remember the name. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what they sang. I know
they're a hugely successful British pop band.
Okay. We're very much in the British stuff.
And again, I think it has to do with that lost 80s. Remember
the 80s invasion?
80s invasion was really a British invasion. Mm-hmm. Like, they call it the second British invasion, mm-hmm. right after the Beatles and, you know, Spencer Davis, all those guys back from the 60s. They had the first British invasion. This was the second British invasion.
All right.
And I think it was really cool. Anyway, you picked this one again, right?
I picked, I think, all of them because I was so far down the rabbit hole and enamored with all this music that I just said, here's a great list. Let's play it on Thursday.
Okay.
And you said, okay, because you were too busy to argue with me. And that's pretty much what's happening in our house right now. We're too busy to argue, so someone wins whoever has the idea first. Are you going to play it?
Yeah, I am. Absolutely.
Okay.
I will.
Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, Sam's a good kid. I like him.
He's your friend, isn't he?
He is my friend. I got to know him when he was first starting out, and I had him on my show. And so that's cool. Good for you, Sam. I love your show on Monday nights. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Godly and Cream. I just want to finish up with them just before we get into something else. So when they left 10cc, they started doing their own stuff. They developed. What's really interesting is at the end of their song, you heard this really weird sound.
Yep.
Right? It's called the gizmo, and it attaches to the end of a guitar, and it creates these sound effects, and they use that in a music video in 1985, I think it was. Let me just see.
Doesn't matter. In the 80s.
I think it was 1985. Anyway, it was. And it was a groundbreaking, and it was for their music video, Cry. And now what's cool about it is after that, they became so wanted for people to do music videos with them. They shot videos for The Police, Duran Duran, Ultravox, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Huey Lewis in the News, and Wang Chung. I mean, and then they did their own kind of, again, eccentric is what I'm going to call it, album. And then they went back and joined 10cc and have been back with them ever since. So, I mean, they left, they went off and did their own things, and then they came back, and they were just a massive success all the way around. So I think they're a pretty cool band all.
Oh, yeah. I love that song, like I said.
Yeah, I know you do.
It probably was the gizmo at the end that caught your ear.
Oh, for sure.
It became an earworm.
Oh, look at you.
You know, that was a good word. Do I get a point today for a creative phrase or whatever we do at Toastmasters?
Well, I like the autonomy that you have.
Thank you.
There you go. That's your word of the day or something.
Because autonomy was the word of the day.
Oh, man. I feel weird about this whole thing. This Toastmasters thing.
Oh, really? Do you feel weird about going to Toastmasters?
I feel weird about Toastmasters. Yeah, and that was intentional.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I just caught it.
No, it was intentional.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about Belinda Carlisle.
I had like a girl crush on her. She was beautiful. She had the most beautiful blonde bob, and I wanted to look like her. And she was part of a band. Which one? Can't remember. Wilson Phillips, maybe? Was she part of Wilson Phillips? You're going to look that up for me.
I am going to look it up for you,
so
sure.
She wasn't like the Go-Go's, and she wasn't the other one that I can't remember right now, but I think she might have been part of Wilson Phillips. I could be wrong, though.
She was the Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's, really?
Yeah, she was. She was part of the Go-Go's.
Okay.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm like, I'll just wait and make sure.
Okay, yeah. So she was part of the Go-Go's, but she did have her own independent stuff. And what we're going to play is one of her independent songs, which was great.
Yeah, because they had Our Lips Are Sealed, Vacation.
Yeah,
all those
I had their album. Yeah. I remember their LP being in my house. It might also still be in our garage if we merged LPs when we got married, but I can't remember. But
I will check in my thousands of LPs. I will try and find your
record.
You have
other things to do.
I know.
Other than look up the Belinda Carlisle album right now. We're going to stop everything else that's going on in our life so you can look for an album.
No, we are not at all. Anyway, let's play Mad About You.
All right.
Belinda Carlisle. Not the Go-Go's, but Belinda on her own.
Couple of fools run wild.
just bopping away there. I see you.
I was, and then I forgot that it was time to talk again until you moved, and I thought, oh, right, there's only 7 seconds left of this song.
That's so funny.
It's just happily bouncing in my head.
Yeah, I mean, I like Belinda Carlisle. She wouldn't have been on my Lost 80s lunch.
Yeah, this, I feel like this is a Sherry pick list.
Oh, 100% this is.
Much more than this would have been a Terry pick list.
Yeah, my Lost 80s lunch would have been really obscure 80s electronic and industrial bands, that kind of stuff. Maybe we'll do a Lost 80s Terry lunch in January.
Okay.
Because we've already picked our Christmas stuff. I'm so excited for our Christmas stuff. We picked the songs for it, and I can't wait to be here next week and do it. And then New Year's Day is also going to be really cool because we picked some really good stuff for that
and
as well.
And we're going to have two special guests on the air.
We are going to have two special guests.
We're not going to give it away, but we're going to have two special guests on the air.
Yeah.
They don't know yet, but they're going to do it.
No, I know they don't know.
So what about this weekend? Let's talk about what we're doing this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So this weekend, obviously, tonight... we're not doing anything tonight.
No, we're getting our hair colored.
Well, yeah, you are.
Well, no, you are as well.
Well, I know. But
maybe I'm not supposed to tell the airwaves that you get your hair colored as well, but maybe. That's okay. If they knew you, they might be able to tell.
I think they could figure it out. All right, and then tomorrow night we are doing our trivia, obviously, as normal.
Last time for 2025.
Last time for 2025. Guys, if you haven't made a reservation, please reach out to us. Let us know you're coming. We got lots of people joining us for tomorrow night. We got a few spots left, so please reach out to all of our regulars. Just reach out as well. I appreciate it. It's great that we know exactly how many people we have, how many tables we need to move around, and that kind of stuff. So I will be sending out the lists after this. First round tomorrow night at trivia is going to be a secret phrase. We're not going to do finish the lyric tomorrow night. We're kind of switching it up. We're going to have a bit of fun. The second round is actually going to be songs from 1996 to 1985. So those 1 year
That's
song
backwards.
Per year.
No, 1986 to 1985.
1966.
Oh, 66.
Yeah, 1966.
Oh, I thought you said 86.
Oh, no. My apologies if that's what came out. 1966 to 1985.
Okay.
Will be round two. Round 2.5 is going to be 5 Seconds of Christmas.
Okay.
So a really quick round with our Christmas songs.
Oh, you only need so much Jingle Bells.
Yeah, and the problem is I can never stick to the 10 seconds, so they've moved it down to 5 seconds in hopes that I'll get to 10.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then round three is 1986. To 2005.
Okay.
And then round four is 2006 to 2025, because I said I was going to do the decades, but I'm actually doing a song per year in
that's
each
good.
Of the decades.
Okay.
So yeah, it should be great. So that's that, and that'll take us to about 10:30, quarter 11, and then I'm going to run out of there and run down to the studio and do Into the Darkness tomorrow night.
Right? I think you also may have a special guest tomorrow night.
I may have
night.
A special guest tomorrow night, so I'll leave that in case the special guest doesn't show up and I
by
announce
special
somebody.
Guest, please show up.
Yeah, please show up. So that'll be fun. And then on Saturday...
What are we doing Saturday?
I'm sleeping in.
Oh, you're not.
I know. I'm just kidding.
You're not.
I'm on vacation is what I am.
From
so.
Your full-time work day, not from your life.
No, I know.
Vacation and from our life would include a cruise ship and a beach.
Not even my full-time work day. I'm going to be doing it less. I'm just not going to be making calls if I can help it.
I get it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then we're going to pick up our daughter and our future son-in-law.
Our son-in-law in something like 10 days.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So we're doing that.
So we have to go to Toronto.
We've got to go to Toronto. We've got to go to the airport. And then we're making a ton of stops along the way back because, you know.
We're collecting up wedding things.
We are.
Our dining room looks like a wedding factory right now.
Our whole house looks like a wedding factory.
Our house looks like a disaster, but
yes. And then we've got our dining room table that we just built in the basement, which is awesome. 16 feet of nonsense.
There's a lot of nonsense down there.
So actually, when it's all set and ready to go, I think we should take a photograph of it and post it because
it's going to be beautiful. It's just going to still be some work effort before the 25th.
Yeah. So, and with the flood today, it's going to be some nonsense for sure going on.
Oh, I forgot about that for a minute. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, you're welcome. You look like you were smiling, so I figured I'd take that away.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And then Sunday, what do we got on Sunday?
Oh, I'm the one who knows the agenda far better than you do.
Oh, yeah. There's something like we're going to...
Well, first of all, we're taking the dog to the kennel for 2 weeks
yeah.
because we can't have the dog amongst all the nonsense. And we have two grandmas coming to Christmas dinner that are over 90.
And we already have
and
one
we have
grandma.
One in the house. She's not 90, but and she's better on her feet. But nobody's knocking over a grandma at Christmas dinner.
I know, so. Unless she's a reindeer. So I was
that's
thinking
for next
about
week's songs.
I was thinking about letting Piper stay and just putting reindeer ears on
to
her.
See
and
which
just,
one she knocked over.
Just to see which one she knocked over.
So we can sing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, maybe we'll play that next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, so we have a million things to do. It doesn't matter to people, but we have to do everything we need to do to get prepared for not only Christmas and the wedding.
We're actually taking care of Christmas for 17 people this year.
Yeah, we are.
So it should
we
be
have
fun.
To actually grocery shop for those 17 people on Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. That's all going right. to be the priority, because when you invite 17 people to your house, you
and
should probably
I do
have
a challenge for you, and I'll put it on the radio that you do not go and do showings after Sunday.
I have zero intention of it. I told okay. you. He doesn't believe me that I'm not going to do something. And I'm 80% sure I'm not going to do something.
See?
I didn't say 100.
She's like, I'm never doing it. It's not happening. And I'm like, you're so full of baloney.
Okay, well, also, you also love your job.
I
and
do
if
love
somebody
my job.
Phones, you're going to pick it up. And well, I know darn well that even though we're not going to have alarms set for 6 a.m. next week, our internal alarms are going to wake us up at 6. And by 6:30, I will have turned on my laptop, even if I'm just in my bed looking at what's going on. When you love what you do, which do you love what you do?
Sure, we were up at 4 o'clock this morning for Toastmasters.
I know that was my mistake. Do you want me to tell them that?
Yeah, that was nonsense.
So Toastmasters starts on Thursday mornings at 5 to 7 every week, which is already a hike for us to get downtown Kingston from almost Odessa. So you got to budget 30 minutes. We have to leave the house by 6:15 to get there in reasonable time and get a coffee and get settled and everything for 5 to 7. And we had a special event today at the club, which is called The Great Debate. Just for the record, my team won. We debated and I won. Or
yeah,
we
it was
won,
good. It was really good. It was a lot of fun.
I thought it started early, though, because it was Great Debate Day. So I told Terry we had to be there at 6:30.
No.
I did tell you that. We got there at 10 after 6, though.
Yeah. You were like, no, it starts at 6:30 today. We have to be there no later than 6:05.
No, I didn't. 6:15. Yeah, I never said
whatever.
Doesn't
it was
matter.
Really early.
We were way early. Even the person who had the club open was like, what are you guys doing here almost an hour early? And we didn't know. Silly me. But you know what we'll do then? We'll go to bed an hour early tonight.
I'll
I think
go to
people
bed,
are
man.
Probably bored of this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm bored of this conversation.
All right, let's play
go back
Baltimore
to some music.
Tarzan Boy. Great lost 80s song.
Oh, Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Baltimore. Let me just tell you a little fact, because you're not going to get to play many more songs. They only had two real hits. They had this, and I guess their follow-up to it was Living in the Background. It was not a huge success.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, so it's a duo pop band out of Italy, actually. They're a disco music group out of Italy, formed in 1984. But their frontman...
Didn't they know disco was dead by then? Maybe that was the problem.
That might have been the problem. But their frontman, Jimmy McShane, he was a singer and dancer from Northern Ireland. Ah. And he was their frontman. Anyway, they formed this band, and they get some songwriter to make them some music, and they have this one big hit, Tarzan Boy. It was the group's biggest hit ever, obviously.
Yeah.
And they come out with this other album, and it was called, I think it was called Survivor in Love. Yeah, Survival in Love, and it was 1987. So these guys weren't around very long, right? Because the band only gets formed in 1984. By 1987, they come out with their second album, and then they disband. They just break up. But what's really interesting about it is Tarzan Boy renewed popularity after being recorded in 1993 for the soundtrack film Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Okay.
So it was in that movie, and, you know, it was actually in a Listerine commercial. I don't know if you remember back in the day.
No, I don't remember
Tarzan Boy.
That.
Yeah, it was in a Listerine commercial as well. So it was in a couple of things, but became pretty, and I it's got some real staying power. It's one of those kind of one-hit wonders, kind of fun.
They're making residuals off of it. So
obviously.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They're probably living off this one-hit wonder for their whole life. So.
100% they are.
Good for them.
So let's talk about this next song, and this song is... a great song. It's a roller skating song for
okay,
me.
Okay, well, you picked this one
right,
because I don't
did.
Recognize
Jermaine
it.
Jermaine Stewart, we don't have to take our clothes off.
I do know this one.
Yes,
I thought you were talking about the next one.
No.
Oh, yeah, of course we know this one.
Yeah. So let's play this one really
fun.
Quickly.
Think
this
about roller skating.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. This is such a fun song. Here we go. right. Interesting. I was looking some stuff up about Jermaine Stewart. Do you know where he got his start?
No.
He was a dancer on Soul Train.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Yeah. And that's where he met Jody Watley. I'm sure you know that name.
Yep.
And the other person he met was Jeffrey Daniel. They later went on to become the R&B soul group Shalimar.
Okay.
At the end of the 70s. And then, obviously, the band broke up. Jody Watley went off and did some of her own stuff, which is amazing. And he then does his own song. But this song here doesn't become a hit till 1987.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was way earlier in the 80s. And then he basically, he has this. He has one follow-up song, really, of any, you know, anything to talk about. And then he goes off and he gets sick and dies.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was.
I hate it when it ends like that.
It was terrible.
I guess so that's the end of every story.
Yeah, absolutely. So he actually died.
Really? I didn't think he'd be dead yet.
Yeah, he died of liver cancer on St. Patrick's Day, 97.
Wow.
In his home.
He couldn't have been too old.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That is terrible. Well, yeah. Let's lighten it up a little.
Yeah, it's terrible. All right. Was really sad about that. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to find out what he's still doing. Because sometimes you just go, oh, this is amazing. You hear what they're doing and, you know, what's going on. And you're like, damn, this dude's dead. I was not expecting that at all. The next song we're going to play is Don't Shed a Tear. Now, when we were talking about it there, you said, oh, I don't think I know this song.
I bet I do.
You do. Well, I'm going to play it for you, and then I'm going to go back and tell you a few little facts. We'll close things out. I'll say, you know, stay frosty.
And I'll say, don't do that.
And then we'll go on. But, you know, that is the nonsense that is 30 years of nonsense. So here we go. A little Don't Shed a Tear by Paul Kerouac. You know this, right?
Yep.
All right, here we go. like this song, but I don't need to hear all the, just the outro part of it.
The last 30 seconds of outro, because yeah, it's a pretty long outro.
It is a really long outro. Pretty interesting guy, though. This guy, again, another English singer-songwriter, specializing in what they call blue-eyed soul.
Ooh.
Ooh, very nice. He was born in Sheffield, England in April of 61. Now listen to the member of or the number of bands this guy was in and how cool they are. So he was in a band called Warm Dust. Don't know much about them. A band called Ace, then Squeeze, Roxy Music, and then you're going to know this one for sure. I know you know Roxy Music, but Mike and the Mechanics.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Oh, well, they need a miracle.
Yeah, that's right. To fix our hot water tank and our hair.
Right.
So, anyway, pretty wild. I mean, his biggest hit, obviously, was this song, right? Send Me an Angel. No, sorry. I just went on to the next song. My gosh. My bad.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Absolutely.
You got distracted.
I did.
You started to think about dinner, folks.
Sorry. Anyway, he's done a bunch of different stuff. He did some Christmas recordings and all sorts of stuff like that. He's still kicking around. I mean, they were just saying, like, he's still got new songs coming out, which I think is wild that this guy at his age, not that he's an older guy, but, I mean,
61 would make him into his late 60s.
Yeah. Again, but we've seen so many great bands this last few years that are in their 60s and 70s that we just love. So anyway, we're about to end things off here. We're going to quickly play a little Route 66, and then it's into the corridor.
All right, but what are we going to say? Because next time we're on the air, it'll be Christmas Day, so Santa will have been here.
So Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Have a safe trip.
Whatever you celebrate.
Wherever you're going. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.